The A-League men's season is back, and so the only logical thing to talk about on Sky Blue Stories is how the APL should scrap the final series. No, wait, sorry, no. The only obvious thing to talk about is after winning the Australia Cup just 2 weeks ago, but losing round one. Is this the start of the end of Steve Corica's time at Sydney FC? No? Okay, well, look, we'll level with you, listeners. We are not a land of the social media hot takes here too often. Unless you're Jules last week. Everyone just needs to take a breath. And instead of agreeing that it's time to feast on the goo inside our heads, let's welcome Nick Rojas and Sean Maloney to the microphones. Gents?
Hello.
I'm at the microphone. Hello.
Hooray. Job done.
I understood those references.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm. That's good. Would you like to subscribe to my newsletter?
Yes. Yes, I would. Soccer Corner.
Some hot takes around at the moment, boys. But I just wanted to call out Sky Blue Stories host Julian Baumbach. Sean, he had some hot takes last week on the podcast with you.
He didn't say Courtney Vine's overrated or something like that?
Did he? I don't remember that part.
What did he say? I blocked it.
I think he's Fabio Gomez for 15 plus goals and there was another, possibly the Golden Boot. So he's pumping his tires up there, and yeah, I don't know. There was a couple of other hot takes there.
He's feeling a bit optimistic.
That has no place at Sky Blue Stories.
Never afraid of his words, that man.
Let's see if we can get a different tune this week.
How about you, Nick? Are you a pessimistic optimist or an optimistic pessimist?
Oh, I don't know. It could be a mix of both. God. You never know. You know, somewhere between. I'm always between listening to everyone's opinions, but also I'm not afraid to jump my needle when it's needed.
It was not a very successful weekend results wise for the club. That's safe to say. Loss in the men's and the women's. There's a little bit going on around the place as usual, and it's probably a good idea to let Sean loose with his now infamous segment.
Browns. Well, we might have lost on the weekend, gents, times two, but we're winning when it comes to memberships.
Hooray!
Cue the sound effect. There are 20,000 members. So that's nothing to blink at. So that's an incredible achievement. In the wake of a new stadium, back at home at Moore Park, on the back of an Australian Cup win, World Cup, Matildas, fantastic. So
pretty great.
In terms of that converting into attendance, I thought 14,500 last Saturday night, it was a solid result.
That's another hot take at the moment is A-League crowds were too low.
Not as low
if
as
we got 14,500 to every game, I'd be happy. I thought this fixture's lost a little bit over the last couple of years. But in terms of, I guess marquee fixture-wise. But I would have expected closer to 18, sort of 20 would have been brilliant. But it's not bad at all. Not bad at all. The other interesting membership thing, guys, I think Jamie Duncan pointed out 9,500 of the Liberty passes that they've given away to the women's game memberships for the kids. 9,500 of the, at the time, 20,000 were Sydney FC. Nearly half. I dare say that's got something to do with a red-haired, rapid winger that we've got on the wing.
Stop talking about yourself, Jono.
Well, it's only ginger. It's only ginger on the face.
Carpet doesn't match the drapes.
That's correct. But that's a brilliant stat as well. 9,500 of them at Sydney FC game. So as you said, hopefully it converts to attendances.
But we've got our roving reporter as well, our super fan in England blood fam. I'm trying to channel my best top boy there, shockingly. But if you haven't been across the socials, the one and only Michelle Morris has made her way onto the A-League's page, the Dub Zone page, brought her elite, her very elite Sydney Forever banner, made in the garages on the North Shore, very authentic. Might be up on Facebook Marketplace sometime at the end of the trip. We'll see if she how much she needs to get home. But she went over to the Brighton Hove and Albion game to watch her beloved Mackenzie Hawksby and Charlie Rule. And don't forget, of course, Maddie Haley. And there's one more.
Remy was around as well, but not for Remy, Brighton.
Yep. They did go down 4-2. But nonetheless, she got us a couple of happy snaps. So jump onto the Facebook and the Instagram and whatnot and check out your beloved.
God, you're old. The Facebook Morris and the Instagram. Yeah. Jesus. Come on, man. Please.
Get in with the times, buddy.
Come on, man.
Sorry, TikTok. All the above.
Tiki Taka.
Be real.
Oh, be real. Yeah, I haven't heard much of that of late. Is that still a thing?
Oh, it's kind of dead now. Oh,
okay.
Is that like Threads?
No.
Oh, Threads never got going.
Okay, good.
No, that's it.
Good.
No, don't be real.
Let's move on.
Anyway, before we put the Sky Blue Stories Threads account, let's move on.
I think you started one, didn't you, Jonathan?
Yeah, it was automatic.
Oh, yeah.
Algorithm and, yeah.
We've got a Keely Adamson update. He's picked up a bit of a niggle in training. He's out of contract and can't play till January. Jonathan, help us break it all down. What does it all mean?
I don't know.
When is Keely come back to help us win the league? Because we can't win without him.
So I think it was Regari that asked Corica in the post-game interview. And, yeah, that's the direct quote was he's picked up a niggle in training. Then he was asked, is he contracted? And he said he's out of contract and he can't play till January. I don't know. So is he injured or is he out of contract? Or both? I'm confused. Nick, how did you sort of take that?
I mean, I guess you got to. I mean, you guess you can believe his word. I mean, you wouldn't really lie about an injury, but I don't know.
So he's clearly still training with the squad.
He's clearly still with the club. He's still training. So clearly, there's an ambition to get him on a contract. I can't imagine.
But if he's not contracted, is he not insured then? So, like, you know, like, and not part of the, you know, the PFA or whatever, you know. So, do you train?
That's true.
You know, you're a HR.
I guess
there's
questions you got to ask the club. Like, I know Corica, I mean, Corica's in the pitch, but depending on the logistics,
yeah, I'm not sure. There's probably two different ways that I sort of thought about it. And I guess, you know, is it a way of warding off other, you know, other clubs as well, potentially, to just sort of say, yeah, he's, you know, he's here, he's training with us, he's with us. And the other thing is, you know, do we already know that someone's leaving in January? And he's ready made to take their spot. I mean, January's only it's not that far away. It's about 10 weeks away. So I don't know. It's an interesting one. I'm not sure if the injury is related to him not being able to play until January. So maybe it's that would suggest it's more than a niggle. But the whole he can't play till January thing is a strange comment to make.
They can't offer him a contract till January? Is that something like that? Or
could be. Yeah, I'm not sure. But look, I guess the positive out of this is he's still with us. He's still at the club. He's not training elsewhere. So, I think that's a positive. I'm trying to be positive, optimistic. I think that's good news. But anyway, we'll see. We'll give another Keely Adamson update next week. I think every week. I think he needs.
We'll start a new segment, Keely Watch.
I think so. All right, let's move on.
A couple of more debutants over the weekend. Mitch Glasson has got his A-League debut. He came on as a late-ish sub on Saturday night. And Margot got a start for the girls despite their loss on the weekend away to Brisbane. Second time I've seen them, the socials of Sydney FC, unable to spell her last name. It was Margot.
Oh, really?
Margot Chaucer. like C-H-A-U-C-E-R. So, yeah, a little bit of work on the spelling, guys.
Not Maragox?
No.
Okay. Not Maragox. It was a club debut for Shay Connors too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, starting up front.
Just chucking that out there.
And, John, I'll leave this one to you, but there's been some whispers. You've had your ear to the ground.
Yeah. One of them is fact. One of them is a whisper. This was happening even before Nat Tobin's injury. And, of course, this player is not a centre-back, but she could certainly allow for some other players in the squad to fill those centre-back roles. Former Sky Blue favourite Angelique Christodoulou has been training with the girls, apparently. So not sure if that is an ongoing thing. I'm not sure if the club's doing her a favour for some fitness. I don't know. But, she's been training alongside the girls at Sky Park there. So with Nat's injury and obviously the girls going over to Uzbekistan early next week, maybe it's a bit of an extended squad sort of thing. That's one to keep an eye on. And the other whisper was NPL. I don't think she got Defender of the Year, but she was certainly in the NPL Women's Team of the Year at centre back. Former Sydney FC player Jessica Seaman, rumoured to be linked with the club for a Nat Tobin replacement. It'd be an interesting one. Jess had a really successful year with MacArthur Bulls, so not the Rams. She's on the Bulls side. Obviously, like I said, did exceptionally well to make the team of the year in the NPLW. She's a towering centre-back. Has previously played W League, played for Sydney FC when she was 18, 15 years ago, albeit. So she would definitely be an experienced signing. It's not really, I don't know how much to read into it. It doesn't seem like an Ante Juric signing to me, but we'll see if there's any truth to it. I think early next week, boys, we'll probably get a couple of announcements as to what squad is traveling for this Asian Champions League for the girls, and there could be some news there.
Sounds like we get a greater allowance of players to take over, but regardless, our squad's filled. So is there a rule that we can have an injury replacement?
It depends on the rules for the Asian competition, because they'll be different to A-League women's. They've got to play 3 games in 6 days or something, so it's going to be absolutely jam-packed, and then back for the resumption. What happens, probably, like I said, early next week, you would assume there'd need to be an announcement if anything was happening on that front.
You were hoping for another replacement. Who were you keen on, that Avani Prakash, weren't you, Jono?
Yeah, she's not a defender. She's a very skillful attacker, another MacArthur player, but I think your mate Cody may have called her out in the Western United celebrations on the weekend. We know Sean, is it Chiara Di Ormazio? Is that how I say it?
Olympic.
So she signed for Western United. Mm-hmm. And Avani Prakash was in the celebrations. No announcement from Western, but she was certainly down there. So that's obviously a formality. Exceptionally talented junior Matilda. I think she is an Ante Juric signing. I'm surprised that she wasn't snapped up for this season, to be honest, but good luck to her.
Yeah, we digress. Anyway, everyone, that's it for Around the Grounds. Now,
thank you, Shawnee.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir.
Should we stick with the women's?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right, so the girls played Brisbane Roar away on the weekend without Nat Tobin. And yes, Sean, we're right on the pod last week. I'm still in mourning a little bit. Mm-hmm. Couldn't bring myself to speak. So thank you for filling in last week.
The clag.
Yep. What we, the horse factory, what we thought would happen happened, and Margot Chauvet debuted for the club at centre back alongside Charlotte McLean. In terms of other changes to the lineup, Shay Connors came in. Fiona Wirtz has a side strain, I think I heard, so she was missing completely. What it allowed us to do was to have Indiana Dos Santos come in and be on the bench. And Tori Tumuth started on the bench too, which was an interesting one, Sean.
Our thoughts about that was she pulled up a bit tight, maybe a bit of cramp towards the end of the first round there against Wanderers. So maybe Ante was thinking give her a bit of a rest and, you know, with her loading and whatnot. But also she's got a bit of versatility at the back, so maybe she's better poised to come off the bench, fill it in the left or right back, fill in at centre back, as opposed to some of the others a bit more, you know, a particular position on the field.
That's it. Nick, did you catch this one?
Yeah, I did. I was just going to say, kind of a poor first half from the girls. I would say with the goal, it was a very sloppy defending, maybe some miscommunication and lack of concentration. But
it was left pretty free, hey?
Yeah, I think it was Christie on the left who might have given the ball away to start the Brisbane attack. But yeah, better second half. But yeah, just not the day for the girls.
A couple of decent chances, Sean, and they came from an unlikely source. Charlotte McLean, we thought she'd have to step up defensively in Nat's absence, but a couple of long-range bombs.
Yeah, from downtown. Yeah.
Very impressive. And Charlotte, I think she's still yet to get on the score sheet. Did you get one last year? I can't remember. But it's not often that she gets on the score sheet at all. And, yeah, like I said, she's got a huge, huge weight on her shoulders now with Nat Tobin out. But yeah, she was having a few pots from long range, but I guess that sort of might tell a bit of a story in itself that she's having to do that with the attack not quite linking in with each other. And you know, with Shay in and Fiona out, that's another different combination, untried combination that they've had to do up front. So it's going to take a little while, and you know, maybe this Champions League, guys, we don't really know what to expect from the opposition, but maybe it's going to be a bit of a blessing in disguise, get working on these combinations and come back and you know, turn it on in the A-League Women's. In the 68th minute, Sean, there was an appeal for a penalty.
Yeah, I thought that was a fair call for 18 being brought down in the box there by a couple of Raw defenders. You know, that would have leveled up the game after the Blissett goal earlier on the 22nd minute. But no penalty was given for that foul, which I thought was a bit harsh. But yeah, court went a bit close. Handful of minutes later, a stunning save there by the Brisbane Roar keeper. But just wasn't enough. But like Nick said, it was a much better second half. Maybe could have, should have come away with something. I think maybe a one-all draw might have been a bit of a fair result. But look, like you said, John, it's going to take a while. Like, there was already a huge turnover this season. Some really, like, important, significant players, fundamental players to the team. And then on top of that, you take Nat, your captain, out of the spine. So new combinations at centre back, new combinations in the middle, centre mid, and then, you know, a new, you know, piece of the puzzle up front with who plays that nine. Is it Fiona? Is it Shay? So yeah, look, it's, and like, you know, maybe a blessing in disguise, like you said, with the Asian Cup, where Ante can try different combinations and see what works best. So when they come back from one of the stands, they can hit the ground running.
One of the stands, that's right. Not Kazakhstan. Lucy Johnson came off injured in the first half as well.
Yes, I heard that.
I hope that's nothing serious, but obviously gave Taylor Ray a few more minutes than she was probably expecting.
Yeah, that was in the first half, wasn't it? Yeah.
First half, and then the subs came early. So, yeah, Ante wasn't settling for 1-0, that's for sure. He certainly was trying to break down the deep defensive line that Brisbane had set up. And, you know, I think teams are probably going to do that. When you look at our front three, I think that's probably going to be a common theme, is teams sitting deep, you know, not allowing any space in behind. It just makes sense. It's, you know... That's how I
may
think
not
I'll be
be
wanting them.
sexy, entertaining football, but hey, you're there to get results. So,
yeah, exactly. But I think I just wanted to echo. I'm going back a whole week now, but I just wanted to echo some of your thoughts, Sean and Jules from last week. I thought thought Zara Kruger was fantastic in that opening round. In that opening round derby, she's certainly one to keep an eye on. And Lucy Johnson, your player to watch or breakout star in that first round again. I thought, I thought she was fantastic. So let's, like I said, let's look ahead to the Champions League and we'll be grateful that they get some football together and
no injuries.
No injuries would be great. Would
food
be
poisoning. I'm okay with. And over to Central Asia. No offense to any Central Asians listening. Just come back uninjured.
We're massive in Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
So just, yeah. Hello to all of them. That is their next game. So it's on Monday, the 6th of November, over in Uzbekistan. So we'll keep an eye out for that. We'll probably have a bit more information on next week's pod about exactly who's going and what's happening over there. Let's mosey on along to the big blue from the weekend. Still a bit sad about it. Not a great result, Nick, from our boys.
No, not at all. Pretty bang average, in my opinion. I think the same at all threatening in the entire 90 minutes, in my opinion. I don't think even the chances we had, victory pretty much were having it ease at the back. I don't think even our front three even had a shot on target. That's how
there was one. There was one goal mouth scramble, wasn't there? There was that one goal mouth scramble that somehow we didn't put it in. but yeah,
exactly. Yeah, Fabio was also very marked out of the game. I don't think he barely got much of the ball. So yeah, but So then I think the second half was definitely where everything just fell apart and Victor ran away with the game.
It was certainly wasn't one that we're going to remember with any with any fondness, Shawnee. Talk us through your favorite thing to talk through. Starting 11, because I've got some thoughts.
Who the fuck is Joe Lacey? How many days since Saturday is now? Aussie Scout, help me
ask
out.
Aussie Scout. Ask Aussie
he
Scout.
He still doesn't have an answer.
Oh, he's got good ball control. I understand Courtney Perkins getting another go at left back. A bit of an improved performance compared to the Australia Cup game, but I'm going to hold, and give the bloke another chance before we start, getting the cane and hooking like they do on the stage, like Red Simon's gong him red before we start doing that. The other strange one, Jonathan, you and I had were scratching our heads around was starting Fabio.
We've got hindsight, right? We've got hindsight. And I thought Fabio did reasonably well, despite, as Nick said, hardly a touch.
I can't fault his effort. Like he was very marked out by Miranda and the
Silver. And again, this is the first time he started a game with anyone in that team. It was interesting to see him and Bratz communicating a few times and sort of, Bratton sort of telling him where he should be moving and that sort of thing when they were defending. But certainly he ran himself into the ground. I thought he did all right. The question I wanted to ask is, Paddy Woody's in the form of his life. He's four goals from five games. He started every game of the cup campaign. And then the A-League men's comes along and we don't start him.
And it's hard to justify not starting him. Like, Fabio, yes, got two goals in the Australia Cup and he's the marquee player, he's a foreigner, but performance and confidence would wins on that argument. So I think he should have started, played until he couldn't, you know, 60, 70 odd minutes, and then you bring Fabio on. And until Wood starts to not perform and not score goals.
That's what I mean. Or do something, what the coach wants him to.
Or the bloke gets suspended and misses a couple of games or something to that effect, or injured, God forbid, and then you see justification. It was just like, okay, we played the money. Yeah, we've got him on loan. He's come overseas. Okay, we need to start him. Yeah, I didn't like it. And to do that,
that's what it seems like.
I don't want to presume anything with Woody, but, you know, the confidence, you know, like you said, I'm in the form of my life. I'm banging in goals. I've started every game. But despite me being somewhat at the peak of his powers and continuing to, I can only imagine, to continue to peak, he's been yanked from the team. That's not cool.
And again, in the Oz Cup final, he didn't score, but he didn't do anything wrong. Again, Nick, in the 60 minutes that he had, or 65 minutes. I don't know. What's your take? Are you happy with Fabio starting round one? Or
I mean, I think it's very harsh on Wood. Like, with the form that he was in coming into the season, I think he had to start him. Like, I don't think there was any reason to make a switch. Like, I know Sean just said, like, Fabio's on loan, like, he's got to get his minutes in. There's probably something in his contract with the amount of minutes he gets, but I don't know. It's like, when you on with, I don't think Will could have done any worse than if he started. So I'm like, he should have definitely been given the chance at least.
Yeah. So that, like I said, a bit of hindsight, Paddy Wood's a bit of a favorite son of Sky Blue Stories, but I just, again, we talk about combinations with the girls, you know, who's been starting every game of their, let's call it preseason, you know, Woody. So anyway, frustrating, but you know, like I said, hindsight's a wonderful thing. So we move. First half was very round one-y, I think. But I think the pattern for the rest of the game was certainly established. Shawnee, we were struggling to really secure possession. We're struggling to move forward, find forward passes. And, you know, victory seemed to be not dominating by any means, but sort of edging, you know, further and further down the park in that first half. To go in at 0-0 was probably fair. I think Victory had a couple of, they might have had one golden opportunity that they should have scored, but 0-0 at halftime, it's probably a fair result.
Yeah, that's the Valupole one you're probably thinking about, halfway-ish through the half. But I thought for Victory, and I don't say this easily, I thought they played all right. And they certainly probably play a little bit more cohesion than us. Like, our first round looked like like we hadn't had a pre-season thing going on prior to that. It was just not as clunky as I remember sitting in the stands there on a cold Wollongong afternoon watching them play in that first round, in terms of just clunky passes and things not sticking. But
you could be forgiven for thinking that Victory were the ones that had made the run to the final and played all these games.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it wasn't that way. Nick, I don't like to use the word hunger because, you know, you're not questioning hunger of the team after one round and, you know, that. But did we just get out fought a little bit?
Perhaps, yeah. I think they're just Victory were going into the game kind of with nothing to lose, really, because, I mean, no one's really seen what the type of team they're going to be producing this season. So I guess, they just had more, I guess hunger could be the way to describe how they attacked in the game. Like, there was definitely a lot of, I think there was definitely chances, like, the Valupole chance was very lucky. I think even Arzani had a chance early in the game. But, it was very, I think compared to how Sydney attacked in the game, Victory definitely made more use of what they had. And I think, I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint it because, again, Victory, I won't say they dominated, but it was just very, like, they definitely showed what they can do when they do take their chances.
Yeah, and you know, Australia Cup form aside, I mean, we just won the bloody thing. But It didn't seem to follow into this game. And a couple of, you know, we had a couple of changes, right? We mentioned Pat Wood. Corey Holman didn't start, and he started, I think, 4 of the 5 games as well. So a bit of cohesion and fluidity lost there. But, you know, our regular strong contributors were completely marked out of the game. And closed down, you know, Luke Bratton, which we'll talk about in a second, the incident there, but Bratz wasn't finding people with his passes. He was getting the ball nicked off him in midfield.
Probably one of the worst games I saw him play, Jono. And Nick, he was,
yeah, but 100%.
Max Burgess, the same. He tried, but nothing he was trying worked, and he every time he got the ball, he had two blokes on his back, and he just it was probably one of Maxie's worst ones as well. To be fair, Lolly wasn't as effective. Again, tried hard and was probably, you know, one of the more creative. If creative is a bad word, because I don't think we created shit. But you know,
Mac was anonymous.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely anonymous. So. Yeah, it was just
AC toiled.
Yeah, he tried, but
couldn't connect with others.
Yeah, so look, it's a pretty off night. Pretty off night again to start the season. I think Jules said to us, we haven't won an opening round game for 4 seasons now. So, Nick, do you remember what our last opening round win was?
I did Google this. I think it was against Wellington.
Very good.
Wollongong.
Very good. Very good. That's right. Yeah. Callum Neuenhoff.
It's not the type of stat you put on the socials. That's all I can say.
Can I ask quickly? Maybe I'm a bit slow. On the website, they put, we've suffered our first defeat in 12 games. What are we counting there? 5 Australia Cup games.
Really? NPL?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it really? 12?
I think it's either a typo of sorts, or B, he's counting the preseason ones. You know, we played Newcastle, we played Manly United, we played, you know, there was another NPL side I think we had a run with. And yeah, so this is 12 games. Sydney FC suffered their first defeat in 12 games as they started their Isis.
I reckon he's not counting finals. But counting the cup,
which is not part of the A-League.
Because we lost obviously. Got smashed by Victory, as the City, sorry. But then before that, we hadn't lost for 7 games and then 5 Australia Cup games. There you go, 12 games. We just don't count the finals.
I'm going to call them out. Can we do Villain of the Week again? I find that I find that very...
That's
crafty, very like
politics, strange
kind of spin, you know.
It's a bit strange. It's a bit strange.
We dominate for 12 games. You go back 6 months. Not include one.
Sounds like a Danny Townsend type of stuff.
Look, Nick, don't get emotional. Right?
Don't get emotional. But include Australia Cup, even though it's not part of the A-League and it's different and run by.
Anyway, we digress. Speaking of emotional, in the 62nd minute, Luke Bratton was feeling pretty emotional because he got his pants pulled down in front of 15,000 people in his first A-League men's game as captain. I thought, you know, that's a foul. What are they doing? But I don't know, boys. It wasn't a foul, was it?
I disagree. I knew he slipped in the minute that he lost the ball.
Yeah.
I think because when you turn around, like he was obviously looking forward to see his options, but he turned into 2 Victory players and then just fumbled.
Yeah.
So that was unfortunately love press, but that was clearly on him.
Yeah. Sean, like I said, I think I turned to you and said, oh, that's a foul, and you sort of went, no, it wasn't.
I love Bratz, but yeah, no, he just was looking for options, looking to distribute, wasn't quick enough, a little bit greasy on the surface, and slipped.
Yeah.
Bruno could Redman have something to do with that as well because of the pass? Could be questioned.
Could have been. Well, there's another player that I thought had a very, borrow your term and Borrello's, Nick, a very bang average night from Redmayne. And again, we talk about selections. The bloke got off a plane from a completely different time zone, 12 hours or, you know, 20 hours before the game or whatever. So, fuck, you know, no wonder he doesn't want to catch the ball or put his body out. Like, you know, some of the saves he should have caught easily, you know, instead he parried them, which isn't unusual. He's picked up a bit of a habit of doing that again, but I thought, I just thought he was off on the night as well.
Corica should have
that second goal for me was a joke. That second goal, like, you shouldn't have been conceding like that. Like, you got to make a save to that.
What are you saying, Shawnee?
I was just saying Steve should have said, mate, great Australia Cup campaign. You've gone over to, you know, with the Socceroos, have a night off. And we've got that's why we've got the Pavlicages, et cetera. Like, you know, he's a great great understudy. Give him a go.
And you know, sit on the bench. He could have sat on the bench, would have been fine. Everyone knows why, you know. Let's talk about that second goal if we have to. Really unfortunate because the bloke that is gonna get memed and put on his ass and everything was one of the few standouts, I thought, for Sydney FC on the night, Jake Girdwood-Wright. Take that moment aside, I think he's a big reason why it was only 1-0 at the time, boys. I don't know about what you guys think.
No, I agree. Like, for a 2-0 loss, I feel a little bit ironic to say two of our better performers on the night were our two centre-backs. I thought Gabriel and Jakey actually had quite solid games. It's just, you know, they can only do so much when those around them aren't, you know, performing to what's expected of them. But, you know, he got steamrolled. Put him on his ass. AC didn't close him down well enough. And it might be easy to say, being a keeper is a tough gig, but felt Redders should have done better there on down to his left.
Shouldn't get beaten like that, I don't think. Nick, that was your call as well.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm no goalkeeper, but on any other day, a good goalkeeper makes the save. Not to say he's not a good goalkeeper, but on Redmayne's good day, he saves that every day of the week.
Yeah. I think that's fair as well. Just a disappointing night all around, I guess, at the end of it, boys. You know, and the one of the bigger frustrations for me is, you know, a lot of people have us finishing in the top two, top three. And, you know, you look at that Melbourne victory lineup, I don't have them finishing in the finals. We just got poppered. It was just poppable. And unfortunately, when he gets his teams playing like that, they are very hard to beat. So, you know, maybe you're underestimating them a little bit, but
well, I guess it could be
a good tactician, and they're just good at fitting a plan.
Nick,
I was going to say, I think we got to remember that this was the exact same situation we had at the start of last season, and look at the season victory ended up having. Not to say that's already a sign of like, oh, this is just the first game, let's just see what happens, which is, in a way, you can think about that. But, like, you will take it a game at a time. But at the moment, the momentum we've had with the Australian Cup, it's just a very big downer to start the season.
Yeah. Chase Teague had a good game, boys.
He did.
A victory.
I wonder if he picked up the Portuguese and said a few words.
Sent them the wrong way. Yeah, he looked pretty good. I think we've mentioned just about everything there is to mention there, Sean. I agree with you. I think Gabby and Jakey were very good. were very good there. We're hearing that Joel King will be back round three, so not this weekend, one after. And doesn't sound like Rodwell will be back for another month. So they haven't specified Rodwell. Jack Rodwell. So they haven't specified what the injury is, whether it's a recurrence of his hammy or what it is. But he's out until round five at best, by the sounds of it. Sadness.
Oops.
Great.
Votes. I'll give three each to the setbacks because I can't really think of many other. I could have given Ryan Grant maybe one. He tried very hard on the right there, and I actually like the way that he and Lolly worked together. But he did get out of position, get caught out of position a few times. So I'll stick with my gut. I'll give, I was going to say JCP. There's too many hyphen names. JGR, Jake Girdwood Reich, and Gabriel Lacerda, three each.
Yeah, I'll go with Jake Girdwood for three, Gabriel for two. And there was a bit of hate for our bench. God forbid that we have a young bench of, you know, up and coming players. So I'm going to give one for Mitch for giving it a go and being a debutant.
Nick. Yeah. Jake three, Gab two, and I'm actually going to give one to Kaczowski when he came on. I thought he was, again, not the most threatening. Our attack wasn't threatening at all in the game, but I thought he did pretty decent. Was very lively when he came on. So I think his average should be acknowledged.
Good call. Yeah, fair call, I think. What was the headline, Shawnee? First time the entire bench has come through the Sydney FC Academy, is that right?
And then somebody said, and that's why we lost. And I'm like, what a drop kick.
Get a life. very good. So next week, gents, next week it will be Sydney FC versus Brisbane Roar. I say next week, and it's only two nights away, Friday night.
Yeah.
If only it was Stanley the Cup following rematch. Weekend, I would be there. Straight Cup final rematch. How good.
Already.
How well planned that was. Fuck.
Totally. Who wants to lead us off here? Sydney FC versus Brisbane Roar.
Up at Suncorp. Any
changes?
Yeah. Changes? I mean, I think he will go with the same lineup. But I think I would be, but would. That's what I'll be saying. Put Wood in front. Yeah. I would put Wood ahead of Fabio, but I would generally wouldn't be shocked if he just went with the same.
Now that Fabio started, I think it's probably his, hey. Because he didn't get much service. But I guess they'll try and integrate him through. Be interesting. Be interesting to see. Sean Raw coming off a 1-1 draw in their opening game.
Ahead of a huge crowd. Ahead of a massive huge crowd. I think I've seen more at Henley Park at Enfield, Jono.
Yeah. Sometimes 1,000, 2,000.
I think he'll copy and paste from this weekend. Fabio starts again, although my heart would prefer to see Woody start, but I think Corrigan showed his hand and Fabio will be our main nine going forward. Jordan, the only change I could see, DeJesus, does he get a run, do you think? Or maybe Jordan just fills the void until Kingy comes back.
I think he was better. Still not great. And he still just looked a little bit uncomfortable at left back for mine. Certainly nowhere near as bad as he was in the Cup final. But because it is Brisbane and, you know, coming up against the same players, does he make a change? I mean, that'd be pretty proactive. That'd be out of character for Bimby. So that's a good talking point.
The only thing I'll say is if we're drawing or losing, I reckon Corker will make us some early subs. Like when I say early subs, 45th minute, you know, at half time, maybe 10 minutes in.
It It'll be interesting to see if Raw employ the same tactics that they did in the Cup Final, because they're at home. You know, return to Suncorp and all that. You've got a very young team. I'd be surprised if they deployed similar tactics to what they did, but I don't know. What do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, I would not be shocked. They've also got Whittingham coming back from international duty, so they missed him in the first game.
So they've actually got a number nine.
They actually got a number nine this time. So I think having him back would be something to look out for our two centre-backs. But also, yeah, I think they'll just go with the same approach they did in the Australian Cup game. And with a home crowd behind them, I would not expect them to cause us a few, not scares, but like keep us on our toes for the whole game.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we, if we do what we did against Victory, we're going to lose. Simple as that. Look, Bimby's right in a way, you know, cut out the individual errors, you know, and that's no goals to them, which I don't know. That's probably a manager's comment after you've lost 2-0 at home. But, you know, we certainly need to pick up the ball speed and start, you know,
start
I guess
fast,
making
start strong. Yeah.
Making moves in that middle and attacking third. Yeah. Kill the horseshoe. I don't think Max Burgess has two bad games in a row, or Luke Bratton for that matter. So I'm pretty optimistic that we'll see a much improved performance. That's the optimist in me talking. But I think they'll be all right. You know, they've seen what we've had to offer, just like we've seen what they have. I don't know. I reckon Fabio goals. I reckon he gets his first league goal for the night. Should we do score predictions? Moving that way?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I reckon I'm going to say 1-1.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 1-1. Fabio to score.
I'm going to say, age before beauty. Go.
I'm same with you, Jono. I'm going to say 2 goals from Fabio.
Ooh.
And the result will be 2-1.
Ooh. I hope you're right. Shawnee?
2-2. And my bold prediction, I'll say Max and Lolly to get the goals.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. You heard it here first.
Yep, 2-2.
You heard it here first. Fantasy's underway. How did you guys, Sean, are you in? Did you put a team together this year?
I love that.
Failed. Nick, did you?
So I did, but I'm not in the comp.
Dog.
You guys are the worst.
I haven't even had a look. I will check.
I lost in the women's. I won in the men's by 2 points, but I also had like the third lowest score in the men's. So,
do you have the same name in both?
No. I think it's different.
What's your name or names?
Vert's Donut.
Yeah.
In the women's, and I think it's something really lame, like Return of the Mac in the men's. I think. There are some very good names if I had it open, I would read out some of the best ones. Maybe we'll do that next week with Jules. But that's all right. Is Nick doing a segment now?
I don't know.
Is he prepared? Oh shit.
No. I'm prepared. This is in the making, so I hope everyone's excited.
Okay. So we're onto the best segment, Sean. Have you got the soundbite ready?
Who's that Pokemon?
Sean, have you got a soundbite ready?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay, good.
It's in post-production.
In that case, let's do...
Who's that Pokemon?
All right, let's do it. So for Who's That Sydney FC player, Jono's finally been put to the test. But just a quick refresher, Sean, who was the player last week? Or did you guys? Was it the?
We didn't do one.
No, they didn't do one last week.
Okay, great. I was thinking. Okay, great. Okay.
You're in the clear. All right. A League men's.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only clue that I.
Okay, that's the only clue you're getting. All right, let's go through this guy's career. So, first club, Gold Coast City.
Gold Coast City. Okay. I've got a few ideas in my head.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not taking the first guess?
No, because you only get one guess, don't you?
Yeah, true.
So I'll hold off. All right.
Brisbane Strikers.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Already?
Without Googling, I'm not using my mouth.
Jonathan plays that grinder game, so he's good at this.
The grinder. No, that's the app. Griddle.
I'm gonna be very upset.
Just go one more, Jonathan. You don't want to embarrass.
I could be wrong. No, hey, I could very much be wrong.
Go another one too for the
viewers. I'm thinking SS, but I'll wait.
Napier City Rovers.
Is it Shane Smeltz?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yes.
God damn it.
Why do you pick one of the top A-League and a KSS national?
No, because before this, I had this all prepared and then realized, no, because Smeltz has been at the club, outside of playing. So I'm like...
But he's had so many clubs as well.
Yeah, no, it's like... It's so many.
Oh, my God,
this would have been perfect.
SS. Nah. I said SS. I said to you.
You said SS, and I'm like, he's got it.
Oh, that's good. I didn't even have to cheat. I like that. That's good.
God
damn it.
Is that the earliest? Is that the fastest someone's got an answer?
Yeah, he's pretty quick, Jono.
I mean, I'm the master. I'm the master. I'm pretty quick on that grinder. I mean, griddle. Nick, run us through the rest of the glorious Shane Smeltz's clubs after Napier, please.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so after Napier City Rovers, Adelaide City, Adelaide United, Metro Stars, Mansfield Town, AFC Wimbledon, Halifax Town, Wellington Phoenix, Gold Coast United.
Gold Coast.
A Turkish club. I'm not even going to bother pronouncing. Gold Coast United again. Glory, Sydney FC. Kedah FC, Wellington Phoenix, Borneo, Gold Coast United again, Jesus, and Guzli.
Yeah, Guzli in like non-league English football. It was Jen Kleberigi. God, I don't know where I get these facts from. That is a very good one. You know what, Nick? I feel bad that I got it so quickly.
I'll get you next time.
But I knew he was a Queenslander, basically. So I knew.
I was thinking you're gonna guess. I think.
Yeah.
Who else is from there? There's been
a few Queenslanders. Andrew Packer was another one I thought might be one. There's been a few that sort of started up there. Who else? What other Queenslanders do we have?
Well, Bross played for Queensland Roar at the start.
Brosky played for Roar. Matty German spent some time at Brisbane Roar. But yeah, I actually thought you were going to go pretty early. Like, I thought you were going to go 2005, 2006 sort of
season. See, that's the... I know a few. I mean, I thought those would be guessable for you. So I didn't think Smeltz would have got anywhere near your thought. But anyway, there you go.
Very good. Well done. Who's that Sydney FC player? For everyone at home, I should have messaged you in the chat and like just let you keep going so everyone at home could play as well. But anyway, that's pretty much us, I think. Sean, is that right?
That's it, man.
Anything else exciting to talk about?
Should the final series be a thing in the A-League?
Are we really a footballing nation? Oh, jeez. As one said, I think I should.
That's great.
As someone said, I think I think you're supposed to save that finals chat for around May, like towards the end of the season, like not round one. But anyway, good luck to him. All right. Well, Nick, Sean, it's been a lovely episode of Sky Blue Stories. Let's hope that we meet next week under slightly happier circumstances and results from the boys. And like I said, there's no girls game this weekend and there's no A-League women's this weekend because the Matildas are on for the next few nights. They take center stage. And yeah, I guess the girls will be back in action soon in Tbilisi, Kazakhstan or something. Something. You've been listening to Sean, Jono and Nicholas on Sky Blue Stories. Thanks for your patronage. We'll talk to you next week.